radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising creates awareness and adds credibility to your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our fifth year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice Valentine's Day forecast. A sun cloud mix. A lot of high clouds out there, but sunshine is filtering through. High temperature, I think, will make it into the upper 60s. For tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight low 51. Tomorrow, can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere in the area. Mild, 70 for a high. Then scattered showers Friday night into Saturday with a high around 71. Low to mid-70s Sunday with scattered showers and thunderstorms. It's not going to rain all the time. It's not going to ruin your weekend. And more rain as we get into the early part of next week. I know. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Britannica Films proudly presents the history of Valentine's Day. Saint Valentine was a man decapitated while on the road to Rome.
Hey, wimp!
Soldiers then stuck the head back on the body backwards. Hence the expression, headed the wrong way. Valentine's Day was first celebrated by cannibals in the tropics who exchanged chocolate-covered missionaries. In Sweden, young women celebrate by putting on lacy dresses. The men get hearts on their lapels. Meanwhile, in North America, New England grade school children create valentines using paper and glue. In San Francisco, to each his own. Yes, Valentine's Day. A day of violence. Lacy underpants. And diaper dwarfs with bows and arrows. Because a rose by any other name, $25.
Never know the right words to say to your sweetheart on Valentine's Day? Well, someone does. And that someone is Siri.
I love you, Sugar Bear.
Today, have Siri send a message from the heart.
Debbie, I love you more than you know. I love your heart, your soul, your smile, and you have a pretty good rack, too.
You don't need flowers or candy. You have Siri.
Christina, happy Valentine's Day. I know you haven't lost all the baby weight, but that just means more cushion for the pushing.
Cupid's got nothing on Siri.
Mike, for Valentine's Day, I got you a backstage pass to the big show tonight.
Aw, how romantic.
You heard me right. You have the first and only backstage pass to this show.
That's so sweet.
The first backstage pass ever.
Yeah, all right, we get it. Nothing is more personal on Valentine's Day than a message from a voice-activated language user interface. This holiday, say I love you with Siri.
Happy Valentine's Day. Love Siri. XOXO.
We'll open and close with this today, he said.
No single artist embodies the spirit of Valentine's Day like Gordon Lightfoot.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. And now Gordon Lightfoot takes the melody from the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald and passionately embraces your favorite love songs in his new album, Gordon Lightfoot Sings Valentine's Day.
Dear, wherever you are, I know that my heart will go on.
Yes. Canada's most intimate singer, Gordon Lightfoot, will put you in the mood for love with this Elvis Presley classic.
Take my heart, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you.
Turn up the passion and turn down the lights with Gordon Lightfoot's rendition of this Marvin Gaye favorite.
'Cause when I get this feeling, I need sexual healing.
Lightfoot will tug at your heartstrings and pierce your eardrums with Whitney Houston's most famous love song. It's cheaper than a dozen roses, and you'll want to keep it around almost as long. It's Gordon Lightfoot Sinks Valentine's Day.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day.
From yours truly, Greg Duvall. Young
Joey.
And the much beloved and glorious
Prime Minister of Playtime. Got big breaking news going on. We'll bring it to you in a moment.
And here they are.
Whichever, please clap.
And it's our fondest hope that at some point today, you got surprised. That you opened up a card. Or that you got a message and you had that magical moment where you realized, as I search for the hotkey I'm looking for.
Well, what do you know? I got an admirer.
We hope that you at least had that today on Valentine's Day.
Happy VD, everybody.
That's right. So that's all I got.
It's a great show.
Yeah, no, man, we nailed it today. We really nailed it.
Yeah, brevity is the soul of wit, yeah.
How many different colors of those gangster rags do you have for your head now? Yesterday was black. I see blue today, dark blue.
Yeah, I've got a teal one, more of an army green one, and kind of a canvas tan colored one. Yeah. It came in a pack.
Oh!
Yeah.
Like underwear.
Right. Do you wear underwear?
Well, it used to come in, I don't know what it does now, it comes in tubes.
Right,
tubes.
Yeah.
Like and
socks.
I always went for the solid color. I just, there's something about stripes in your groin that just doesn't.
Most of my underwear is pretty solid color, most of it.
I'm having a terrible thought.
Yeah, me too.
Don't yeah, no, underwear. No, you know, when you reach that age where. No matter what it is.
So science. How many shows do you have taped on this Smithsonian channel?
I have.
Oh, boy.
It's hard to find that slot.
Oh, hell no. It
can be.
That,
feel your pain.
My copy board sits in a groove.
Always.
On the wood.
Yeah.
That's how it...
As it should be, Greg.
Yes.
Need some wood?
No, the wood isn't the problem. We have the wood. It's got a groove in it, a slat.
Yes.
What do they call it?
Something like that.
It's a good name for a wrestler. Slats McGurk. Or something like that.
No.
Hey, brother.
Wait, have you heard some of the guy just won the mayoral race. He's now mayor of Knox County. Kane. His real name's Glenn Jacobs. And he's known as Kane. Brother of The Undertaker. He likes fire and crap. Huge man.
We're electing wrestlers to public office?
Yeah, this guy's freaking...
We got bartenders.
No, and that guy's freaking brilliant. Like,
boy, do we ever.
He's nobody's fool. He's awesome. Libertarian, conservative, very, very smart man. And one of the first things they wanted him to do when they first brought him up from developmental is like... Oh, Vince McMahon, I see you as a dentist. I'm going to call him Isaac Yankum. Ha-ha! And it's like, what? Isaac Yankum? What's wrong with you? Like, some of the names and characters McMahon's come up with are just bad. He's also come up with brilliant ones, but some are really, really bad.
Yankum.
Isaac Yankum.
Yankum.
And your entrance music will just be a drill. Running. It's like, what are you trying to make this guy unpopular?
Nobody wants to. I don't even use that as a sound effect on the show because everybody hates that noise. All right, we got a couple of big breaking stories.
Tear up the front page. Stand by for a scoop. Stop the presses. Copy boy. Stop the presses.
All right, Trump is going to sign that bill that allows for $1.55 billion for the border.
Is that the one nobody's read?
No, that's the new Green Deal. But he is going to declare a national emergency, and he's going to get that thing funded. And he's got to do it. He was elected. That was the biggest among many reasons. He was elected. So the media is going to make it seem like, oh, we got a constitutional crisis, blah, 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 blah. When Americans are getting killed and hurt and raped and are the victims of felony crimes by the tens of thousands, that's a national emergency. So more power to him. I think he'll come out of that even stronger. I really do. If Congress doesn't have the balls to do what they need to do, how does Obama... I mean, I admit, you know, the media... Have you noticed lately there have been headlines, even on Drudge, national debt, $22 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
Where were they for 8 years when it kept going up over $1 trillion every year? And for what? What did we have to show for that extra $1 trillion a year in debt we were adding? How did that same president... Now, big fuss, right? That, oh, we're going to give you $1.55 billion for the border wall. That same president that doubled our national debt during his two miserable, long, horrid terms in office, how did that same guy get $1.5 billion in various currencies onto a plane and into a country that absolutely hates us? Was that authorized by Congress? Was that authorized by anybody? Or did Jackoff just get to do it because, whoa, all of y'all, very important. Blah. And nobody said a word. I mean, if we, Roosevelt couldn't even do that, send a plane load of cash to Great Britain when they were in trouble before we got into World War II. He had to maneuver and connive just to get arms production started so we could ship it over there to help him out without being in the war. And Obama just sends $1.5 billion to a country that wants us all dead. And the media... Those vigilant watchdogs, that those, you know, guardians of the citizenry had not a... I'm going to say it.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
The media had not a thing to say about it.
Let's say, watch out. You shoot your eye out, kid.
And I still don't know.
Careful, Slats.
How you do that? How do you cobble together $1.5 billion of various... world currencies and get it onto an airplane and send it to an enemy of the state with no authorization? How do you do that and get away with it?
Because you have people very high up in your government that are just as corrupt as you are.
And that's what we're finding out with this dickhead McCabe today, huh?
Uh-huh. I know how they did it.
Physically, yeah.
No, like how they got away with it.
It's supposed to be their money.
Right. It was it was an old, I think, armament sale or something like that. There was a hearing at The Hague. And
oh, I really give a rat's ass about what The Hague has to say.
Well, and then the U.S. came in, and The Hague ruled in favor of Iran for about that amount of money, and the U.S. came in and froze those assets.
Yeah.
And
imagine that.
Obama unfroze them.
But he didn't give them the interest.
Nope.
What a guy.
Really, thanks for looking out for us, sir. So, we have that, and God bless him, man. He's going to do what he needs to do. He's going to keep his promises. He knows that the American people are expecting him to take that type of action. And if it isn't obvious to anybody with a brain that 90% of the people that are elected to Congress care more about other countries' citizens than the people that live and work and live and die and pay taxes here, what kind of a wake-up call do you need? This is outrageous. They're supposed to be looking out for us. He ran for this job to protect us. So here's what we got. We've got a booming economy. We have peace through strength. Really. It's been pretty quiet around the world. No missiles over Japan from Kim Jong-un.
That's true.
He's actually compelled the rest of the world to unrecognize Maduro as the legit leader of Venezuela. So far, not a shot fired.
$100 billion more for NATO allies spending on their own defense?
Yeah. Like, hey, for a president. Whoa!
Everybody pay their fair share.
The Polish Empire will rise again.
Yeah.
Well, I hope.
Tax cuts. Don't forget tax cuts.
Oh, yeah. And,
love those tax cuts.
And then seal that freaking border. I don't understand how any politician can look their constituents in the face and say, this is in your best interest. They'll just let these people in so they can put their mouth around the government teat and drain our resources. We can't even take care of the people that really need our help. Our wounded heroes, people who have caught the worst breaks in life. That's what the safety net is supposed to be for. So McCabe today, actually he and that rodent-faced Rosenstein and all of these deep state, and you were the one, Terry Adams, that turned us onto this long before it became even a whiff.
It's globalism.
Of Main Street news.
It's globalism.
Main Street media. Talked about invoking, they tried to recruit cabinet members into invoking the 25th Amendment. Like, this man's out of his mind. Yet when you look at the condition of our country today, so why is he crazy? Trump tweets today, disgraced FBI acting director Andrew McCabe pretends to be a, quote, poor little angel, when in fact he was a big part of the crooked Hillary scandal and Russian hoax.
Yep.
A puppet for leaking James Comey. IG report on McCabe was devastating. Part of insurance policy in case I won.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the top FBI brass were fired, forced to leave, or left McCabe. McCabe's wife received big dollars from Clinton people for her campaign. He gave Hillary a pass. McCabe is a disgrace to the FBI, a disgrace to our country. Make America great again.
Yeah.
I want to see them all perp walk, man. I want to see them all perp walked. What a great day that will be.
Judicial Watch just released something. He got some more documents from his Freedom of Information Act request about the FBI general counsel talked to Hillary Clinton's lawyer about Comey's letter on the Winter laptop Clinton email. You know, they're all in cahoots. We know it.
Right.
They've got the proof now, but nothing's going to be done. Ain't going to happen. As disgusting as it is, it's not going to happen.
Well, here's another. I mean, it's been fun watching Obama's, quote, legacy of what? What was his legacy?
Destroying America.
Pitting people against each other, identity politics, balkanizing religions and ethnic groups and everything else. Now, there's a lawsuit in Chicago. Look at this monstrosity he wants to build along the lakefront. And he basically wants to turn it into a giant marble store. It's not even a presidential library.
Oh. Oh, wait. Obama did get the Olympics to come to Chicago, right?
He told him, whoa, that'll be right around the end of my second term, which he said about a week into his first term. Remember? I mean, he was part of the party that flew to pitch Chicago. That was in 2009.
Oh, wait, so he didn't get the?
No, he came back. There were four contestants for the 2016 Olympics, of which we were one, and he was pitching Chicago.
But didn't he get a Nobel Peace Prize, so he didn't get into any more unnecessary wars, and he brought peace to the
only six or seven.
He really?
Little ones with Syria.
He must have had congressional consent.
Oh, no, he was Barack Obama.
We don't need no congressional consent.
No. But now all of a sudden the media is noticing that the national debt is $22 trillion. Hey.
Wow.
You jerk pots, where were you when he was routinely doubling?
Whoa!
Yeah, just. And there are still idiots that want him back. You know, and this is the illusion, and the media helped create it, that while he was in there, well, just everything seemed so pleasant because nobody dared challenge him, question him, or treat him like any other president. He is the reason. If anybody was ill-prepared for a different kind of president, racially speaking, it was the media, because they didn't treat him the way they would have treated any other president. They just let it all slide. And that, to me, says you're the ones with the racial problem. You're just not ready to. You're so interested in propping up the minority status of a candidate that you'll just look the other way when he makes a mistake or screws up, which was like daily. They're making this big fuss now about Trump's schedule, executive time. Do you remember going through Obama's? We used to get the Keith Coffler email every day, and it had Obama's schedule. First appointment at 11 o'clock. He missed 90% of his staff meetings and security meetings. What was he doing?
Smoking a fatty.
Oh, I'll be down in a minute.
I mean, that's... It's a tragic joke, is what it is. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. We got to call Jalisco at 3:30 because they're doing that.
I remember fajitas for two.
Fajitas for two.
So it's enough fajitas for two and a pitcher of margaritas.
Margaritas for $26.
Yeah.
And if you haven't lined anything up, they'll find room for you at El Jalisco.
So we got a call just a second ago. I guess you saw me going over there and do that. And I'll quote the gentleman, though I don't know if it'll have the effect he was hoping. Mm. He said, "I thought this show was happy hour." End quote.
We can't be happy until we get the piss and vinegar out of our system, you know? Fox News alert now. What's Senate passes been? Okay. They have so abused the Fox News alert privilege.
We could change the channel if, you know, Fox News is...
I mean, it'd be fun. I'd love to hear people call with, like, the worst Valentine's Day gift they ever got.
Mm-hmm. I would love to hear more about the Museum of Natural History. The Smithsonian?
Oh!
Museum of Natural History?
Yeah.
Watch any good shows on that lately?
Every day.
Yeah?
Every day. There's good shows on Smithsonian channels. And adorable commercials for medicines, like OAB, overactive bladder.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it would be, you know, when you get up there, Joey, it would serve you right if the Lord smote you with overactive bladder syndrome.
Why would it serve me right?
Because you mock the people that walk hand in glam with their bladders through a nice park during a commercial.
I'm not the one who did that. You're the one... Don't gaslight me and project your own sins onto me. I am not your scapegoat, Boomer.
Don't gaslight Joey.
They're having the fascinating footage of a naked mole rat on the Smithsonian tonight.
A naked mole rat?
Uh-huh.
The fascinating footage.
That's what it says.
It's
naked mole rat.
It's not just footage.
It's fascinating footage of a naked mole rat.
Aren't there any air disaster shows?
Yes. They have one there. It shows them a couple of real scientific-looking guys in suits walking beside the big titanium rotor of looks like an engine out of like a 757. That's all it says.
That's all it says?
Yeah.
Doesn't say what...
Doesn't get specific, no. It says new episodes, air
disasters.
What
else?
Any Nazi documentaries? Oh, wait,
that's 108. That's
the History Channel. The American Heroes Channel.
Was flight MH17 hit by a meteor? Hey, that's one there.
Actually, I want to see your reaction to this, Greg. A new show on the History Channel, hosted by a guy who used to be a WWE superstar, wrestler, Christian. But it's called Night Fight. And it's an actual sport that not that many people do, where they wear legit medieval armor.
Yeah.
And legit weapons are used that are blunted, and they get in a ring and like a, almost like a pig pen or whatever, and they fight. They just beat the crap out of each other.
Hmm. This is where we're at.
It's kind of fun to watch, actually.
We're still connected to them, because what do we like to watch?
Yeah,
people, you know, beat the snot out of each other.
People beating the literal bejeebers out of each other for
bejeebers,
blood, for money.
Building Star Trek's coming on.
Really?
Yeah, it's got a picture of Kirk there.
On Smithsonian?
Yes.
Sounds historical.
It does. Sounds hysterical.
There's a, I can look it up in my email, because they're turning to a lot of songs from the 70s to sell their medicines.
Oh, yeah.
And hang on a second, I got to scroll down a little bit to find this one.
Well, you can't blame the acts for selling the rights to these songs.
No.
They probably make more money this way than they did originally.
It's Ozempic. And they took this. It has something to do with diabetes. Hmm. I'm just making notes on the medications and what they're there. Because basically the content is all the same. Because it shows people with these death-challenging illnesses leading happy lives, walking through parks and painting and doing in their bladders.
Yeah.
Well, but they used this 1976... song Magic by Pilot.
Yeah, I remember that.
So you hear in the background, hey, there's that old Pilot song, and then you hear, oh, 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 Ozempic.
Oh, no, no, oh, yeah.
That's not fair. That's not right. That's wrong on so many levels.
Well, and you joke.
Well, there's a Jackson 5 ABC for 2, 3, Trulicity. That's another one.
Oh, Lord.
Anybody using that stuff, call us on our drug line at 272-9228.
You joke about overactive bladder. I thought I had that already. But then I realized I drink like 100 ounces of water and 500 milligrams of caffeine a day. So that would explain
it. Based on what you've told me, I don't think it's your bladder that's overactive. Tomorrow's a big day.
I thank you, sir.
At the Rutabaga household.
Yeah.
As Clark's returns for the triumphant completion and the reinstallation of my garden bathtub. Oh, my God. Look who just walked in the room.
Oh, wow.
Mrs. Much Beloved and Glorious.
Hello, her.
Oh, wow.
Short little mean
She's opening
one.
Up a box.
Sir, she is opening up a box.
And what's it? Oh, look at the love in that box.
Wow, sprinkles.
Well, we'll enjoy those. Downstairs.
Yes, downstairs.
Yeah, you don't eat in the studio. It's against the rules.
Rick saw me come in with them.
Okay.
You don't have to worry about it. We don't listen to him. Just put those down there.
Shh, dump that.
He's busy listening to...
Rockin'
Right, yeah. I'm in the vault. So I was talking about... So tomorrow, after all the hard work that Rick Clark and his team have done to diagnose, to eliminate... all the possible sources of water that were leaking from under the tub into the carpeting past the last test with the rain that came through yesterday because there was a half an inch of rain and none of that showed up in the sand under where the tub is going to sit, which means groundwater is not a problem. Everything is solid. We don't have to break up cement or that would it's going to cost a little to get all this done. But it's worth it. It's worth it if it's done right and you're not wasting any money on vacuous explorations. So when you have a situation involving plumbing, whether it's something relatively simple or something like we've been dealing with this tub, call Clark's at 277-2125. Get a Clark's Club membership because, you know, Clark's also hires the best HVAC, heating and air conditioning people there are. And their customer service is spot on. Get a membership, get 2 annual tune-ups to your heating and air conditioning system, and the guarantee of urgent care, 24/7 service when something does go wrong. It's a machine, it's man-made, things can still happen. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004.
Let's check out the traffic. Montgomery Skywatch showing everything rolling really good on the interstates this afternoon. No problems on 65 or 85. Don't see many hang-ups if you're headed up to Wetumpka. Either a little slowdowns here and there, but nothing to worry about. If you're coming in from Troy, you're going to slow down around Bell Road, and then things pick back up again, and then it'll jam up when you get to the Boulevard. The Boulevard between the Troy Highway and Baptist Hospital, in fact, all the way out to the truck stops, is really busy. The other busy spot we see is the Atlanta Highway between Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road, and there is an accident in front of Fraser Church. So look out at Burbank there. And then if you turn right on Taylor Road, boy, I tell you what's busy all the way up past East Chase this afternoon. If you're in a wreck and wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made with the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made with the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the 9th-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey, sweetheart, this Valentine's is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. Surprise me with a vintage diamond necklace for $100. Maybe the diamond studs for $2. Or hug my neck with the $300 triple diamond cross necklace. You go, babe. 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. At Marguerite's, they make it. They really make it.
Marguerite's is open every day through Valentine's. Marguerite's is in the Pepper Tree Shopping Center on Vaughn Road.
At Jared, we know devotion isn't a once-a-year occasion. And once the flowers have wilted and the chocolates have disappeared, you'll still want them to know how much you care. Dare to give a gift that lasts this Valentine's Day with our incredible selection of jewelry. From delicate rose gold to bold black diamonds, Jared has hundreds of pieces under $299 and exclusive collections you won't find anywhere else. Shop online or find a store near you at jared.com and dare to be devoted.
So now that you've chosen the vanity, paint, and bathroom tile, you still can't decide on the faucet. Let the Home Depot make that easier by saving $10 on the sleek, modern Moen Genta faucet. Right now, it's only $89. How's that for easy choices? The Moen Genta faucet. Now, just $89 during the Winter Kitchen and Bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 24th while supplies last.
How about 40% off on Thursday nights at Folcarelli's Pizza? Call 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Thursday. St. Valentine's Day. With high-powered, estrogen-driven, testosterone-fueled, romancing and dating love. Get ready for the overpriced flowers. The chocolates. The mushy greeting card. The overbooked restaurants and more. It's the essential, mandatory, Hallmark manipulated holiday of the year. Don't miss the pressure. The guilt. The expectations. And the jewelry store commercials. Thursday. St. Valentine's Day. You better there.
You're going to hear a lot of that kind of stuff today because it is Valentine's Day, and this is our last chance to play it like this.
This is a Valentine's Day alert. Valentine's Day alert. Men, T-minus 8 hours and counting to locate a gift. Do not hesitate to shop immediately. Under no circumstances should you wait until you are forced to present a rose with a 7-Eleven price tag stuck to the stem, or you will face the wrath of an angry woman who will assume you don't think that she is important and who will not assume the position you desire tonight. Must locate gift. The survival of your relationship depends on it. Valentine's Day alert.
All righty then. It is 3:35. We want to put the happy back in happy hour, right?
Right.
Oh, sure.
It's kind of... now Rosenstein is turning on McCabe, says his account of things is factually incorrect. So now they're like rodents on a sinking ship.
I hope so.
Some of the comments, I did post this story on Facebook. Treasonous hack, McCabe. Everyone from Queen Cankles on down needs to be perp walked. Randy says, where are the conspiracy charges on the FBI and DOJ? Where did he get his information on President Trump being involved with Russia? The Washington elite did not want an outsider as president. Yeah, oh, that's pretty obvious. And they still don't. Then Charlie says, this news should not grab your attention. It should not cause you to wake up and take notice. It should not make you buy a book written by a failed individual. In all caps, he says, it should terrify you beyond description. And that part, he is absolutely correct. Several of the top Obama people were plotting a coup to remove a duly elected president. Let that sink in, and regardless of your party affiliation, Comey, McCabe, or Page, stroke, and the lady he was stroking off, should be charged and hanged in the public view for treason. Mm-hmm. I agree.
I do, too.
The epitome of arrogance in this, we can't have him be president, so let's make something up. Let's abuse the court system to get a warrant that would allow us to spy, and then let Hillary pay for a fairy tale.
And the guy warned us about this, so many people just still consider a traitor. Snowden.
Yeah. And Terry Adams.
Oh, but Terry's been warning us for years.
I've never heard anybody call Terry a traitor, but Terry's been talking about the deep state for many years.
Well, and
in fact, you even said Hillary's going to be the candidate.
Yeah, she.
And the next president, but nobody was factoring Donald Trump into that.
No.
If anybody but Trump had run against Hillary, she would have won.
Yeah, it was her turn.
And on this issue, William Barr is now, I think he was just confirmed today to be the new attorney general. The vote was close, though, 54 to 45 in favor. And one of the people who was a no was Rand Paul. He put out a pretty detailed tweet. He said, though I usually support the president and the president's nominees, I cannot in good conscience support this guy. His reason is I believe Barr said something to the effect of the Patriot Act didn't go far enough.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
No, we don't.
Yeah,
we don't.
So let's hope no major crisis happens.
Yeah, any constitutional crisis.
When did he
crisis?
Say that?
I think it was during and around that time the Patriot Act was passed. I can do the
well,
research.
Well, again, well, it's right. Easy to look back with hindsight. I was all for it. I mean, everybody was scared after 9/11. We were expecting that to become a regular occurrence. Now, thankfully, it hasn't. But when they first started presenting all these ideas, yeah, let's do that, there was very little resistance from anywhere in America. There were people that did speak out against it, but sadly, they got kind of labeled crackpots or anti-American but they were able to see beyond the immediate situation. Let's speak with Barbara.
Good afternoon. I love this show.
Thank you.
Did you happen to hear Terry Adams' show last night?
No, I did not.
Oh, my Lord, Terry. It has just made me sick on my stomach what's been going on in this country.
I know.
I used to be so naive.
Me too.
Just figured everybody would do the right thing, but you need to tell Joey and Greg about that woman in that book. What was that woman's name, Terry?
Rebecca Roth.
R-O-S-S?
R-O-T-H.
O-O-T-H.
Yes, ma'am.
That, Greg, it was absolutely frightening what this woman was talking about, 9/11.
Yeah, it's scary.
And how it all came together.
Yep.
Our country is, I don't see how it's ever going to ever get straightened out. Too many crooked, contemptible people.
The same laws that are going unenforced are the same laws that allowed Hani Hanjour, Muhammad Atta, and the other hijackers to stay beyond their permitted dates. No effort and my goodness, what more could they have done to try and get caught? Was it Atta or was it Hanjour that got pulled over for speeding on I-95 the night before the attacks?
Atta. Muhammad Atta.
Yeah.
He was trained. Oh. He was trained right out here.
And nothing, you know, they always run you in the system to see if you've got a warrant. Nothing comes up.
Agency.
The system is against us. The system is all in intermixed in it. It's frightening.
It is.
But I got news for you. If the police see evidence that this guy is not here legally or running around loose, regardless of any potential terror affiliation, if he gets picked up and put into jail, nothing happens the next day because he was the leader. That whole thing was completely contingent upon his ability to go from, was it Portland, Maine,
yeah,
to Boston.
30-minute flight, yeah.
And then hijack the plane into New York City.
Well, according to this woman, there wasn't a whole lot of hijacking going on. It was all set up. So, yep. All right. Thank you so much. Like I said, I love the show. And you guys, when you get upset and angry, you're just doing what I usually feel like, Greg. So, thank you so much for the show. And Terry, you too.
Thank you
for all that y'all do.
By the way, the show she's referencing is Clearing the Air, 7:30 to 9. Right here on News Talk 93.1 FM and the Joey Clark Radio Hour tonight. And
Joey,
what do you got lined up?
Well, I'm having Brandon come in and ask me questions, Valentine's Day questions.
That's going to be.
And you're going to do what?
And answer. Answer questions.
Do people get to call in and suggest questions? Or
yes, of course. 272-9228. I'm going to have fun.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
What do you know about Valentine's Day?
What do I know about love?
You're just a little millennial. You haven't even scratched the surface.
Right, I've never had any heartache.
Well,
I've never been in the throes of passion. I just sit at home and get Cheeto dust on my video game controllers. Is that what you think of me, Greg? Really?
That's kind of what Jay does. You sit in the same chair.
Now you're saying all millennials look alike. Uh-huh. I see where you're going.
I'm a millennialist. Let's face it.
Wait, you expect the end times soon?
No, that's my shtick.
I'm confusing you two now.
Yes.
I'm a boomerist.
Yeah, you are a boomerist.
See, this is what we're going to do tonight. Just the pithy bon mots, the back and forth, whatever comes to mind.
Pithy bomb month?
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds very exciting.
Yeah,
I'm excited. Let's take a moment and talk about something. For those of you who have not felt what Joey just described, of course, at his age, it's called Arnie. But as you mature, sometimes you feel like, where's the passion?
Where's the passion?
Where's that magic I had and took for granted? How do I get that back? I'll send you to the right place. Infusion. That's right. Infusion can help your love life in a variety of different ways. If you're fatigued, if you'd rather just go to bed and go to sleep, maybe you could benefit from one of the various IV vitamin therapies they offer so you can get some of your energy back. So when the end of the day comes, you're not The Walking Dead, you're ready for more. Maybe you could try what Joey does twice a week. Were you there today?
Yes, I was.
The ever so lovely and awesome Lori?
Yes, she was there. And I went with level 3 cryo today.
Good for you. That's Chicago cryo.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Chicago, we'll talk about the Jesse Smollett hoax. Because that just gets deeper by the day.
And I'll have to put this delicately because I'm just a dumb millennial, but the thing you're suggesting about circulation and energy, I tested your theory. It's, it's true.
You were right, Greg.
Well, look.
Even if you don't have any overt problems, it helps.
We live in a world that's very much focused on what women need and so forth. But men are complicated laboratory.
Yeah.
The male body is a complicated.
It's complicated.
Uh-huh. Complicated bodies with lots of hydraulics, which depend on good circulation to function. Are you catching me?
You're saying you need to prime the pump?
You know when they
need to set it on the choke?
When they put a car on that thing that comes out of the ground and it rises majestically so they can work on it?
Right.
Lift.
that's what cryotherapy basically does. It pushes the blood.
Pushes.
It's adding muscle to your heartbeat so yeah. that the blood goes where it needs to go. Because everything that's part of your existence, from your overall health to your passions, all of that depends on good circulation, and cryotherapy is critical to that. It can restore life to the lust.
Wow.
Oh my. That might be life missing in your life. Lust. Okay. And of course, there are other, if you want to make, you know, part of attracting people is feeling attractive yourself. Maybe you're not. Try CryoSkin 3.0. This is a technology that literally is very comfortable. No anesthesiologist, no surgery. It's a laser device that destroys the fat cells under the skin, breaks them down, your body flushes them out. You can lose an inch in one session. Talk to them about it at 296-1662 or visit infusioncryoandlaser.com. Wow. We got Rich's forecast, and it's all Valentine's all the time. We got to talk to El Jalisco at 4. Okay?
Okay.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice Valentine's Day forecast. A sun and cloud mix. A lot of high clouds out there, but sunshine is filtering through. High temperature, I think, will make it into the upper 60s. For tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight, low 51. Tomorrow, can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere in the area. Mild, 70 for a high. Then scattered showers Friday night into Saturday with a high around 71. Low to mid-70s Sunday with scattered showers and thunderstorms. It's not going to rain all the time. It's not going to ruin your weekend. And more rain as we get into the early part of next week. I know. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke, or that you may outlive your retirement, or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy Series, February 21st and 28th. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
At Jared, we know devotion isn't a once-a-year occasion. And once the flowers have wilted and the chocolates have disappeared, you'll still want them to know how much you care. Dare to give a gift that lasts this Valentine's Day with our incredible selection of jewelry. From delicate rose gold to bold black diamonds, Jared has hundreds of pieces under $299 and exclusive collections you won't find anywhere else. Shop online or find a store near you at jared.com and dare to be devoted.
So now that you've chosen the vanity, paint, and bathroom tile, you still can't decide on the faucet. Let the Home Depot make that easier by saving $10 on the sleek, modern Moengenta faucet. Right now, it's only $89. How's that for easy choices? The Moengenta faucet. Now, just $89 during the Winter Kitchen and Bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 24th while supplies last.
Springtime is almost here, and it's the perfect time to get more at AutoZone. And getting more out of your car battery starts with Duralast. Duralast batteries are proven tough, so you can always count on a smooth startup. Give yourself peace of mind with Duralast. Proven tough and available only at AutoZone. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide.
New appliances can do wonders for a kitchen. Right now at the Home Depot, they'll also do wonders for a kitchen budget with up to 30% off appliance special buys. Like the four-piece stainless steel Samsung kitchen suite. Over 2,000 off a fridge, gas range, microwave, dishwasher. All at once, just in time for dinner. Up to 30% off appliance special buys now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Electric range available at extra cost. Valid through February 27th.
9,000 dedicated employees and nearly $2 billion in sales, Varsity Brands owns the youth sports marketplace with a mix of technology and service. On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman. And if you're like most fellas I know, you still haven't gotten your lady something for Valentine's Day. Well, don't fret, because I'm here with the perfect gift idea. Not a damn thing. Because if your lady's like most women I know, the only thing she likes more than flowers, candy, or jewelry is being able to hold it over your head the next 364 days that your sorry ass didn't get her a thing. Which she'll then use to manipulate you into buying her lots of roses, chocolate by the crate, and the kind of diamond ring you only see when Kobe cheats on his wife. So quit stressing, fellas. Head home with empty hands and enjoy the rest of the day. Meanwhile, ladies, get ready to enjoy tomorrow through February 13th of 2014. You evil, manipulative she-devils. Happy Valentine's Day.
But we love you, evil, manipulative she-devils.
Yes.
She sure sounds like one, don't she? It's 3:52. I've got a thread going on Facebook on this Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
About, I posted what I think is the most romantic song I've ever heard. Oh, and there are many great ones. How Can I Be Sure by the Rascals?
Yeah, that's a good one. That is a fantastic song.
He sings it with such passion. And I love the imagery in the lyrics. You want to hear a little bit of this?
How can I be sure?
In speech last night.
Yeah, great speech. I love the optimism. Great. I like the fact you talked about
great speech. Talk about romance.
What the hell? Where's that?
Never heard that version before.
How many tabs do you have open?
15.
I do the same thing on my cell phone. I look down and Google's like 38 windows open.
I really do love this song, so I'm looking forward to hearing it.
I like Love Is All Around by the Chance.
How can I be sure in a world that's constantly changing?
Still true.
How can I be sure where I stand with you?
impressive, yes.
That's all. It never gets old, man. That's
no.
Great.
No.
I've got an older kind of love theme song that I've been liking lately. Mm. Baby, I Love You. Tommy Rowe.
Oh, yeah.
I like
Tommy
that one.
Tommy Rowe.
What's Baby, that? I Love You by Tommy Rowe? Mm-hmm. That's Andy Kim.
That's Andy Kim, you sure? Because that's a pretty common title or line.
I played Tommy Rowe when he was new. And I don't recall.
Oh, my. You are a baby boomer.
A boomer.
There's a biography on Tommy Rowe in the Smithsonian.
Him and Mole Rats.
Yeah, it's Baby, I Love You, Tommy Rowe.
This. I'm just going to play a little bit of this because we're out of time this hour.
Yeah.
Where's the one with the lyrics, damn it? Well, let's try this. It's a great song.
Yeah.
It's Andy Kim.
Really?
Take it from the old Smithsonian fart.
I defer to your wisdom.
1969.
Have I ever told you how good it feels to hold you? It isn't easy.
Yes.
Tommy Rowe did a version too.
Did he?
Yeah, I'm sending it to you right now.
Oh, so maybe I was.
But Andy Kim had the hit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I mean, that much I'm pretty sure about.
It's just a great song.
How can I be sure in a world that's constantly changing?
I don't know, Greg.
Hey, everybody. It's 3:58.
Oh, the Ronettes did it first.
Oh, that's right.
So
that's
he covered right. It from the Ronettes.
Yeah, the Ronettes did more of that wall of sound, Phil Spector
yeah,
kind
there
of.
There you go.
Okay.
Exactly.
And we're going to take a look at some of the songs that you suggested on my Facebook thread. We got a lot of participation on that. Nobody seems to care that much about Andrew McCabe and all the rest of the blah, blah, blah. So we'll have some fun with that on this Valentine's Day. And we got to play Frank Caliendo one more time.
Yes.
We got to find room for him. The markets were a little unsettled today, and I think it's because, Trump indicated he wasn't going to sign that bill, which makes them nervous. But if he's going to sign it and then take the emergency action on which he is duly constitutionally authorized to do, fine, that's the way he's got to do
Greg,
it.
Greg, if there's going to be legal challenges, will he still be able to do what he wants to do and then fight it out in court, or are they going to prevent him from building a wall?
You know what's interesting is that the Ninth Circuit Court, which is the left-wing's rubber stamp, said he could build it. They did not stop the wall. So
we got a shot at
this thing. The left is screwed.